currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. In downtown Kirkland, along the waterfront, sits Heritage Hall, a familiar sight to city residents. But how much do we know about this local landmark? Okay. We sat down with Bob Burke, former president of the Kirkland Heritage Society, to learn more.
When we found out that it wasn't going to be used as a teen center and that it was available,
Bob shared with us how the hall came to be where it is today.
So this was one of the few remaining original buildings in Kirkland. It represented the 1920s, which were a major development era for the city. And it's in King County, it's one of the oldest, or if not the oldest, Christian Science church that remains. So we put all that together and did a lot of providing information to city council and convinced them that it was feasible to move it, and convinced them to accept the building from the Staberts and go ahead, which they did.
He also shared some of his own memories about the building.
I remember the first lurch off the old foundation when it looked like it might fall into the street. The movers did a great job of moving it down First Street and then up and onto the site. But my heart was pounding when that occurred. Yeah. When they have the 4th of July parade, the veterans congregate down in front of this building. I think the thing that struck me was that I was standing up on the stairs watching this scene and listening to the music for the 4th, and somebody comes up and says, "This is just like a Norman Rockwell scene." And that's what this building is sort of like.
Bob shared how Heritage Hall still plays a role in the community.
It sort of has become a symbol of the city. It's a very prominent location. It's a classic building. You look at city brochures, it's on virtually every city brochure that's put out. And so a number of the neighborhood associations meet here. And the city has all kinds of meetings for parks and that kind of thing. It's increasingly used for weddings and parties and that kind of thing. During the centennial, the idea of building the what's officially called Centennial Park to the north of the building came about. The Kirkland Rotary Club donated the money for the trellis and that type of thing on the north side of the building. Those are open to the public all the time, and there's a lot of people that go out and just enjoy it as a park.
And how the community can be a part of this historic site.
We started in to help pay for the building and for the development of this space. In 2002, we started to sell pavers. Well, it's taken longer than we thought. We're still doing that, but the funds, the proceeds from that then have gone into helping restore the building and for things like renovating the columns later and landscaping and all that kind of thing. We've raised about $250,000 toward the renovation of the entire building and to the development of this lower space for our offices. And that's part of what the paver project goes for. We're down to the last 100-plus pavers, and the public can certainly get involved in purchasing those. They're a donation.
If you are interested in purchasing a paver, visit kirklandheritage.org or call 425-827-3446 for more information. If you want to learn more about renting the hall, please visit the city's webpage and search Heritage Hall. Word on the Monkey Bars is the new playground at Peter Kirk Park is a big hit. Kids of all ages have been seen sliding, jumping, and climbing since the playground opened on May 4th. The Parks Department has received rave reviews about the new metal play structure, which replaced the old wooden one built in 1990. The day it reopened, parents spread the news through social networking and texting, and soon kids were swarming the park. So bring your kids to check out the new playground and join in the fun. For more information, visit the Parks and Community Services page on the city's website. The seats were filled at this year's Neighborhood University, an educational class hosted by the Kirkland Alliance of Neighborhoods. Neighborhood U helps residents learn about their city government and discover ways to build community within their neighborhoods. Kirkland City Manager Kurt Triplett gave opening remarks, then turned the floor over to former and current neighborhood leaders who shared experiences on building active and vibrant neighborhoods. The 100-plus attendees got an inside view of city programs and services, including parks and community services, public safety services, and public works. Learn more about Neighborhood U and other neighborhood services at kirklandwa.gov/neighborhoods. It's that time of year, construction season, and this one is busy. Here are some updates on projects currently underway and soon to begin. Construction on the Central Way and 6th Street intersection began in April. This project includes roadway and landscape upgrades and increases efficiency. Many thanks to drivers who are patient during construction, which is expected to be complete in July. Now that the new Kirkland Transit Center is complete, prep work will begin on upgrading King County's 40-year-old Kirkland Pump Station at the corner of 3rd Street at Park Lane. The upgrade includes construction of a new pipeline along Kirkland Avenue to the railroad. Park Lane from 3rd Street to Main Street will be closed during construction to protect public safety. Construction on Kirkland Avenue will begin this summer after work on the Central Way and 6th Street intersection is complete. Design is now complete for intersection improvements at Northeast 68th and 108th Avenue Northeast. A new westbound to northbound right turn lane on 68th Street and modified turning radiuses at all corners to improve right turn movements will reduce congestion. The first phase of construction includes the removal of a large cedar tree and relocation of Puget Sound Energy power poles. This phase should be completed by mid-June. The second phase, which includes the intersection and signal improvements, is scheduled to begin this summer and be completed by the end of the year. The 114th Avenue Northeast and Northeast 85th Street intersection improvements project is currently in the design phase and scheduled to be under construction in the second half of 2011. The project includes a second southbound to eastbound left turn lane at the intersection, improved traffic signal controller equipment and intelligent transportation system, and a pathway for connection to the future traffic center. Information and updates on all of these projects can be found on the Public Works page of the city's website, kirklandwa.gov. Just search Capital Improvement Projects. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.